The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 62. Dao, the sanctuary for all things. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 62.
Tao Zhe, Wan Wu. 之奥, 善人之宝, 不善人之所宝.
Tao is the sanctuary for all. It is a treasure for the good, and a warranty for the not so good.
美言可以世尊, 美行可以加人. 人之不善, 和气之有. 故立天子，治三公。虽有拱璧，以先驷马，不如坐敬此道。Beautiful
words may win people's respect. Beautiful deeds may earn people's admiration. So even if a person is not so good, why abandon him? Therefore, when the Son of Heaven is enthroned, and the three elders are installed, though you may present a jade disc as a tribute, followed by a carriage of four, it is better to just sit and admonish with this teaching.
古之所以贵此道者何? 不曰求以德, 有罪以免也? 故为天下贵.
Why did the ancients value this teaching? Has it not been said, if you seek, you will receive, and if you are guilty, you will be spared? That is why all under heaven value this teaching. A Western reader has to be very careful indeed reading this verse, as there seem to be several references which could be construed as Christian, but of course Lao Tzu precedes Christianity. Let's remind ourselves that Tao is the ultimate. It is all-forgiving and values everything equally, the good and the not-so-good. It is a sanctuary for all. The Son of Heaven in this verse was the title used to describe the head of the Zhou dynasty, round about the time that Lao Tzu was alive. The three elders refer to the three highest ranking officials of state. Lao Tzu says, you can pay handsome tributes to them, or, better still, advise them with the ways of Tao. Essentially, he's saying, it doesn't matter if you are good or bad, high ranking or lowly, Tao makes no distinction, and all can learn from the way. In the last stanza, he poses the rhetorical question, why the ancients valued these teachings. The answer? Because you will find what you seek by following it. If you are guilty, you will be forgiven. That's what makes it praiseworthy. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.